Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We're your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. Last week, we talked about breakfast, the importance of having a breakfast and all the nutrients that you get from it, when you should have breakfast after waking up. So a lot of great tips there if you want to go back and listen to that episode. And make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Today, we'll be talking about smoothies. We've been talking a lot about the microbiome lately, how to incorporate 25 roughly vegetables, fruits, also fiber, spices, nuts, beans, those type of things into your diet so that you can have a healthy microbiome. Smoothies are a great way to diversify your diet and get a lot of those nutrients. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So what are the benefits of smoothies?
Smoothies are also another staple for breakfast. If you're not super hungry, having a smoothie is a great way of making sure you have something in your system to start the day. So some of the benefits of smoothies is, as my husband was saying, that fiber. Smoothies, you can get a lot of fiber in smoothies. Fruit and veggies tend to have a higher fiber content. So increasing your fiber intake will also improve then that digestion and lowers your risk of that chronic illness or chronic illnesses. So fiber is a huge benefit with smoothies. You're able to get more fiber just by drinking a smoothie based on what you put into your smoothies. It also helps you to feel full for a longer time. So then you lose weight because you're not wanting to eat, like we talked about last week, those processed foods later in the day, like chips and things like that, cookies. Another benefit of smoothies is vitamins and minerals. So smoothies do provide a variety of different vitamins in your fruits that you're going to put in the smoothies. And minerals as well, based on what you're, again, putting in your smoothie. So switching up, and we'll talk about different recipes that we use as well, or that we make for our smoothies, but it does help to make sure that you're getting those minerals and vitamins in for the day. With that, of course, you're able to then build more tissues, especially after working out. So having that smoothie pre-workout helps your system to be ready to rebuild those tissues that are torn as you're working out, and helps your system to just keep repairing its damage as well. So again, your muscles are actually tearing as you work out. So you wanna make sure that you're having enough of those nutrients in your body. Smoothies also are a great way of getting that protein in. We did do an episode previously, a couple weeks ago, about protein. So smoothies are packed full of protein, especially if you use, as we do, protein powder. We do keep it very organic, so making sure that we find protein powders that are all just fruits and veggies. So that also helps to rebuild those tissues after workouts. Water. So we did a different episode on water as well. Smoothies are a great way of adding that water. A lot of the fruits that you put in smoothies have a higher water content. And then if you're putting sometimes water into your smoothie, I know there's different recipes that will call for like adding ice or like juices. So those are good. This is a good way of adding water into your diet as well. Antioxidants is another benefit. Again, with the fruit and the veggies that you're putting into your smoothie, there's a lot of vitamin C in fruits. So that helps with your beta carotene. And what your beta carotene does for your body is that it converts the vitamin A, which is retinol, in our bodies. So the beta carotene gets converted to vitamin A in our bodies, which is the retinol. And that's good, of course, for our vision, our immune system, our healthy skin. I know, like, I use retinol topical, so like cream at night. So in our bodies, so the retinol does help with our immune system, also a benefit to our skin and for our vision and mucous membranes to stay functioning properly. It also helps with brain function. So smoothies help with our brain function. Those antioxidants improve our brain functioning throughout the day. I do feel more energized after having smoothies in the morning. So there is something to this. My brain is like fully ready to work for the day. It also lowers that memory loss and cognitive decline drinking smoothies. Skin, just like that retinol helps with our skin, that from the vitamin A with fruits and veggies that we're putting into our smoothies, you get a lot of vitamin C too. So the vitamin C in our smoothies helps to make our skin clearer. And then the carotenoids that are found in fruits, hopefully I'm saying that right, carotenoids, especially like mangoes and like the orange or red fruits, so pomegranates. So the carotenoids are actually the organic protein or organic pigments found in our fruits that help with decreasing the risk of different diseases, different cancers, and eye disease. So those pigments that are within those fruits are called carotenoids, and those are what help our system, our bodies, with decreasing the risk of diseases, cancers, and eye disease. So vitamin C is super important for us, helps with our skin, as well as those pigments helping with different diseases. Sleep is a huge benefit with making sure that you're getting the proper nutrients from fruits. So I like to add bananas to my smoothies. I like the consistency that it creates within the smoothie. I feel like it's more of a creamier smoothie when you add a banana. But fruits like bananas and kiwi does increase our calcium and magnesium. So calcium and especially magnesium helps with us getting better sleep. So drinking a smoothie every day will also help you get better sleep at night. And then number 9, I have that it is, as my husband was saying earlier, a really good way of making sure that you're getting that variety of fruits and veggies. Smoothies, often you can add different types of veggies to your smoothie. You can add really about anything you want to smoothies. I suggest playing with the different fruits and veggies that you put into your smoothie. Obviously, there's going to be different tastes with what you're adding to it, but find a recipe that that you enjoy as the taste, but also adding in those varieties of the fruits and veggies. So another really good way of getting that variety of 25 in that we're aiming to get weekly. So those are some of the benefits that I have found for drinking smoothies. And then we're going to talk about your benefits and recipes.
A lot of great benefits there. Very nutrient rich, as you mentioned. So that's good for your body. Whenever you make smoothies with fruits and vegetables, you retain a lot of the fiber. So that's great for your digestive health. It's convenient, as you touched on. So quick and easy way to prepare something in the morning for yourself. Hydration is also very good, as you get that high water content from some of those fruits and veggies that are in there. The energy boost, because of the natural sugars in the fruits, that provides you with a quick energy boost in a healthy way. And then the fiber is kind of like a slow release energy, so that's good as well. And then that digestion. So you can start your day right with, you know, something very healthy, and you can take a smoothie and kind of get that blended in and use that as your breakfast. You can start off with, like you touched on, bananas, berries, handful of spinach, something like that, and some almond milk or water as your liquid base there.
Yeah, I think we prefer like spinach or kale. Like, I don't know, like I'm not a kale person, but I feel like in a smoothie, I don't really taste it. So that's a really good way of adding kale if you're like, I don't really like kale, but you don't taste it in smoothies as much.
Yeah, I think for me, the fruit and the protein powder, which you touched on earlier, is probably what takes over the most taste, which makes it more of a sweet smoothie, fruity. And we use typically the Orgain organic protein powder, which is made from plant protein. It also includes prebiotic, probiotic, superfoods as well. So whole foods are the best way to get your fiber and get your vitamins from, but it's a great way to supplement the whole foods that you do have going into the smoothie as well. So yeah, post-workout fuel is another great option. You can get a smoothie, pack it with that protein powder, and there you go. You have all the protein that your body needs to recover from that workout. It's a healthy snack, so instead of grabbing for processed foods or something like that, you can take the time to make yourself a smoothie. You can also kind of prep them, so kind of get your ingredients ready and kind of measure them out or whatever you need to do, put them in the freezer, and that way they're just kind of ready to go, and then you put in your liquid, whether that be the milk or water, whatever base you want to use for that. And then the microbiome health is great. So you're going to get the variety that we're talking about when you're trying to aim for 25 different fruits and vegetables and spices and nuts and legumes per week. And this is another great way to do it. We like to get two different bags of various frozen fruits when we go to the grocery store. So that usually gets us 8 or 9, sometimes 10 different combinations of fruits that are frozen, bagged, ready to go. It makes it easy. And then from there, we add our own ingredients and kind of get that variety going. Prebiotics, many fruits and vegetables have the prebiotics in them. So that's another great way to, a great way to get it from whole foods, and then also supplement that with some sort of protein. That's the same for probiotics as well. So those are going to kind of give you those healthy microbiomes and fibers that you need to have that really healthy gut. And then it's also anti-inflammatory. Anytime you're eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables full of those antioxidants, you're going to make sure that you're avoiding inflammation in the body, which is linked to all kinds of things such as disease and getting sick in general. So our recipes, we said we like to do milk or almond milk as a base typically. I like to do spinach. We do the frozen fruits, a combination of a lot of the frozen fruit there. Sometimes fresh fruit like bananas and other things we'll incorporate.
Depending on like what I buy for like, so typically we'll take like a overnight oats or some sort of like oatmeal, or chia seed pudding to work for like our lunch as part of our lunch. So we like have cut up fruit or fruit that we bought from the store. So those we also then, at least I sometimes will put that into my smoothies. And then if we notice that they're going to get bad soon, that's a really easy way then to like bag them and put them in the freezer so you can add them to your smoothies too.
That's great. Yeah, I like to do spices. Mm-hmm. Turmeric is a great one. Some pepper, yeah. Ginger, and also nutmeg is a great one. And you can kind of play with that a little bit, as you mentioned earlier, and see what works. But you don't really taste the spices again. It's really you're tasting the fruit mostly and the protein powder. And those type of things take over. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we do Greek yogurt usually, non-fat Greek yogurt, something like that.
I don't put yogurt in mine.
I like the consistency of that. It makes it creamier, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But you can play with that a little bit as well. There's a lot of variety of healthy types of yogurts that you can incorporate into it. A peanut butter I like to put.
Yes.
I then take it a step further. We do matcha powder as well. I do at least.
I do peanut butter as well. Yeah, matcha would be good.
So there's a lot of different ingredients and you're kind of building up to that 25 just from the smoothie alone. So it's a great option to have a really healthy, nutrient-packed, punched meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, some of those spices that my husband was mentioning, like pepper, for instance, at first when he made me a smoothie, like when we were first dating, and I was like, you're adding pepper to your smoothie? Like, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. But like he said, it doesn't, you don't really taste it. What it does do, though, is like elevate those other flavors in the dish. So sometimes those spices are actually really good for that too, elevating the fruits that are in the smoothie. So
healthy way to get those spices in as well. So that's what we had. Make sure you hit the follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Check us out on TikTok and Instagram.
Let us know some of your recipes too. Like, comment on our video. Let us know some of the recipes you're using so we can try those out too.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us. Go out there and live a super humanistic life, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.